The buyer and seller were $7,000 apart. It involved a roof inspection and a pool repair, and the seller had been pushed as far as possible and actually wished to cancel as the market price of the property was rising, and the seller believed they could get more on resale. By the way, the purchase price was $400,000. On comparables, this property should have probably sold for about $425 or $430. So the buyers had a great deal. But sometimes you can't see the forest for the trees. The buyer would not agree to a compromise. And in an effort to bring this to a closing, we formulated the following letter to the agent, who in turn passed it on to the buyer. Now, obviously, I have not put names and addresses here, because it's privacy. But number one, let me read this to you. And then I read this to you with some trepidation, because I'm not going to fundamentally do this with every transaction. Mm-hmm. But I felt inside that we had an opportunity here to really put I wanted to take the risk away from the buyer. Mm-hmm. So how would I do that? And I said to the buyer, first I want to put my belief on the line. If the property they wish to purchase has not increased in value by a minimum of $20,000 within 1 year, I'll buy it back from them at their option. Now, on a $400,000 purchase price, $20,000 represents what?
5%
increase in value. Yeah. And we just had a Los Angeles Times article I gave you, I think 2 weeks ago, saying property values have gone up 23% in this last year. It's interesting, even the newspapers don't get it right. The press telegram yesterday said property values in Southern California went up 10.8%, which is half what the LA Times said. But either way, property values were going up.
Oh, yeah.
So I'll buy it back. I truly believe that it'll be close to $40,000 increase, which is 10%. Mm-hmm. But I can't prove it. I don't have a crystal ball. Mm-hmm. My proposal will be reduced to writing and guaranteed by my pension fund. And then we enclosed an article. Remember, the Los Angeles Times just indicated property values in Southern California the past year went up 23.5%. And Craig, pull this up. And this is a third-party endorsement. And what did it say? It said in Los Angeles, property values went up what?
18%.
So we got 10%, 18%, and 20%. But all in the positive mode.
Yeah, significantly.
But again, if you have a transaction with this kind of problem, and you can prove to me the property is worth more, I'll put my name on the line. But it's got to be fundamentally true that the people are buying a love good buy. Now, number two, if the cost of repairs to the roof exceed $2,500, because we had a bid from one of our contractors, that would be the bid, quoted by my contractor, I will pick up the difference. And candidly, I said to our agent, the difference is going to have to come off the top. Mm-hmm. But we already had a quote in writing from the contractor that would be the price. Mm-hmm. And number three, perhaps my major point is the attached article in the Wall Street Journal in this morning's edition. Inventory of homes has dropped dramatically in the past 23 months. I think we give you that one too. Mm-hmm. Tremendously low inventory. Yeah. These are all reasons why a buyer should buy.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. We are 13-year low in supply. Economic 101 simply states, price depends on supply and demand. Now supply is extremely low and demand extremely high, and this is not even the selling season.
Right. Yes, demand.
Okay. Strong. It indicates property values will continue to increase.
Right.
Number four, and this is extremely important, extremely important. Your buyer indicated to me that her interest rate, this buyer had a quarter, 3.75%.
Wow.
3.75%. That should be not lost at any cost. Mm-hmm. This is a historically low for the past 50 years.
Right.
My GI loan in 1967 was 5.75%. Hey, I was in the American Army for 2 years.
That's right. You earned it.
I had a tough job.
Yeah.
Supply at Fort Ord.
Right.
But at 5.75, we never thought it would ever get lower. By the way, just to share this with you, we bought a beautiful brand new house called Casa Grande in Cerritos. It's 1967.
Wow.
The house had 3,000 square feet,
wow.
4 bedrooms, 2.5 bathrooms. The price, $33,100.
Wow.
You you with that too, Jim?
No.
We live together. The payments were $268 a month, including taxes and insurance.
Wow.
And Tom is saying, well, how the hell are we going to make these payments? How the hell are we going to make these payments? We sold the house 9 years later for $800,000. Is that good to tell a buyer?
That's phenomenal.
All right. Anyway, in 1980, interest rates were 18%. 18%.
Nah,
we still sold houses.
That's how you did it.
Now, why is this significant? If the loan obtained at 320, because they were putting 20% down,
mm-hmm,
increased 1% to 4.75%, that would be an additional interest charge of $3,200 a year for a 30-year period. If it increased 2% to 5.75%, which is where I was, that would be $6,400 on an annual basis for 30 years. And we multiply that out, that would be almost $100,000 in increased interest. Now, we're talking about a $7,000 separation in terms of what they were talking about. If they wait 6 months, what could happen to the interest rates?
Go up.
What's going to happen to prices?
Go up.
All right, so at this point, again, I truly believe that the interest rates will increase at least 1%, maybe even 2% in the next 12 months. That's my belief.
Yeah.
That's conservative.
And number five, if this attractive home is given up, remember, they didn't buy this house by accident, they bought it because of the amenities.
Mm-hmm.
If this attractive home is given up with the amenities desired, and it takes 6 months for your buyer to find another suitable home that satisfies them, then in my mind, it costs 5% more to buy the house, which would be $20,000 more, by the way, which is three times what the dispute is. And the interest rate of even just 1% more would be $3,200 a year for the 30-year period of $266 a month more in monthly payments. See, you're reducing it to the ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you calculate that over a 30-year period, that's $95,760. I'm trying to put the cost of existing repairs into proper perspective. Number six, if the home closed escrow now, it would immediately give me the benefit of 100% interest deduction and property tax deduction on the income tax. That could be savings of several $1,000s over the next year. And finally, my last kudu, I've tried to be as logical in my predictions as I can, but again, I want to point out the major benefit to your buyer is I'm putting my reputation and experience on the line by offering to buy back the home after 1 year based on the point I made in item number one.
Right. It's a hard thing to pass up.
Now, the truth, it didn't work.
We're only asking for $7,000.
It didn't work. And, you know, I mean, I think my ego got in the way, but I did everything I possibly could to make it work. I even had conversations with the buyer. And I read what I just read to you line by line to the buyer.
Wow.
And one wanted it, the other one didn't want it.
The funny thing is, Bruce, did they have something else that they were going to buy?
No, and I said, with your permission, I'm going to call you 1 year from now.
Yeah,
oh my gosh.
And I'm going to read this to you.
There you go. Let's see where we are.
But, you know, we don't always win. George, I think George needs to take this to his buyer on that Lakewood house right now, right?
Yeah.
It's gone. And couldn't you use this with any buyer right now?
Yeah, you really can.
Okay, so let me do what I just did with you. Can I go over this with you? Because this, don't give the unhappy ending.
Yeah.
Just show you why they should be buying this.
Absolutely.
Okay. That house is gone. So anybody else got a nice Lakewood property? I've got a buyer wants to buy right now.
You and 50 others.
Do you know what I would do? This is what Bruce Mulligan would do. I would go bang on the doors around that house.
That's powerful.
Say, I have a buyer ready, willing, and able. Would you like to put your home on the market for 48 hours with me to see if I can move it?
That is powerful.
Now, if you had an offer in writing and it was rejected because there was a better offer, mm-hmm, you take the contract around with you and say, look, ready, willing, and able, are you in the mood to move?
I should do that.
By the way, what about the seller that says to you, I would like to move, but I want my house to go up in value more, and I want to wait until it goes up in value more, and I intend to move up.
The house you're
right now, if you buy a house, you're getting that value in the house you're buying that's up.
Yeah,
right. Everything you've got in the marketplace that can work for you,
right?
But I use the word illogical, okay?
There's another thing, besides the house they're going to buy is going to go up, what's your point there about the interest rate going up?
Interest rates, yeah.
So it's still going to cost you more money if you wait.
Bruce, 3.75% interest.
They gave it up. Bruce, do you ever remember Bob McCullough's talk about giving back 10%? That's a really good dialogue to use with someone like that.
Can you give it?
I thought you would.
You can't. That's okay.
Offer me a dollar.
By the way, on the opposite side.
Yeah, give me some money.
On the opposite side, and again, we don't have time to go through this morning, but on the opposite side, please take the time to go through. Don't just give it to someone. Go through it with them and then reinforce it and the significance of it. You can't afford to rent.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, rent in Los Angeles County in this past year has gone up 8%. I'll bring you an article next week. I just read it yesterday. 8% increase in rents.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it's true.
All right. Mike, are you doing Chuck's performance today?
Two jobs, one paycheck.